wanted the most to be here. So if they had any reason to feel differently from the others, it would perhaps be just that they were flattered by the fact that someone was paying that much attention to them rather than feeling pressured. But I did not have to compromise my understanding of truth in order to find a large enough market to make it profitable. But of course, I have had to be realistic enough to know that no one will ever buy my wares unless he sees them as profitable to himself personally, no matter how right I think my ideas are. I have not had to respond to the allegations of apparent competitors. Any customer who was concerned about them could simply ask me for my viewpoint. The result of this is that I just cannot tell you how to deal directly with irrational people. I frankly do not know how to deal with irrational people, and there is nothing I can offer you in that regard. I have found a way to live without them, and that is my only advice to you, to put yourself in that position. And it is possible. You can relax and enjoy life. You don't have to have ulcers wondering if those you've made yourself vulnerable to are suddenly going to act in a way to destroy your castle of sand. Will it work in your case? Is your profession such that you cannot hope to deal only with rational people? I can only say that if you haven't set your mind to trying to find the way to do so, you have absolutely no hope of ever improving your environment. There are rational people in the world. Don't they need the kind of service that you have to offer, the kind of talent you possess? And if that isn't the case, wouldn't it be worth considering another profession in which you could deal with rational people? The most important factor to keep in mind at all times regarding this is that there are different kinds of people in this world. Don't look at just the ones you've been dealing with and declare that life is hopeless. Perhaps your present methods are hopeless. You will not limit your dealings to only those people you value the highest. You're still going to buy newspapers from strangers, and you'll deal with others in hundreds of ways, but always on a non-vulnerable basis. In fact, even those you admire the most are not going to be perfect, but you can create a perfect structure in which to deal with each other. Now, if past mistakes have you boxed in, then don't give up hope. Next week, we'll talk about some ways to jump out of the box, and more so as we go throughout the course. And some of those ways may be considerably different from the kind of consequences you imagined would be in store for yourself if you ever tried to jump out of the box. Believe me, you have only your troubles to lose. Next week, we will look at the component parts of a decision so that it can be analyzed more carefully. How do you compare matters that seem to have no common denominator? What do you do about the areas that you know nothing about when they are actually going to have a relevance to the decision? And we'll look at 10 sneaky ways in which a decision can be perverted. Most of these 10 ways, I think, are really subtle, and they can prevent you from acting upon your most profitable alternative, which, of course, would be the one that would really, truly bring you the most well-being. Tonight, we have identified the standard upon which you can base your actions in dealing with others, and we have acted from the premises that you are what you are and that other people are what they are. And so the purpose is not to change the nature of people, but to work toward maximum well-being by finding the environment, creating the situation in which you can deal with the kind of people you want to deal with. And we saw that it is easy to get steered away from that goal, but always the means must be subordinated to the ends. But I think that this last part has shown that the most effective means will be the most appropriate to the end sought. Now, this leaves one last question. What about the times when no one, I mean no one, is watching? Is it profitable to steal then? Can you be a different person under those circumstances? Well, why should you be a different person? You'll find that being the person you would like to associate with is going to be the most comfortable position for you anyway once you develop it. As I said, you can still let your hair down, but within the non-vulnerable context of the perfect structure you have created for yourself. More important is you will never know whether or not others will see you. You will never know for sure what will become known to others. As I mentioned before, conscience is really nothing more than the recognition that there is no such thing as an insolvable crime. But most important, this perfect structure is a way of life. It is not something you can put on after working hours or take off on weekends. You must be what you are at all times in order to make it work for you. The standard you are aspiring to is much too high to be able to be turned on or turned off at a moment's notice.